Okay, well, it's 7 o'clock Central Time, and CQ Parks on the air. Welcome to Raytown Amateur Radio Club's Fusion Pota Pit Net on the Kansas City Wide Room. As we all know, Kansas City is famous for its many barbecue pits and eateries, so somebody suggested that we call this the Pota Pit Net. So I said, well, good enough for me. I guarantee you won't put on any weight just by listening to the net. So the purpose of the net is simply to help new or current POTA operators to get on the air and share stories about adventures, equipment, operating tips and advice, that sort of thing. And of course, if anybody needs the frequency for any reason, emergencies, that sort of thing, just break and we'll stop for you. I am your host, John, AB0O, Alpha Bravo Zero Oscar, broadcasting live from Lee's Summit, Missouri. And I've been active with POTA since May of 2019. I'm also a POTA volunteer for Parks Database Info and for U.S. POTA Mapping. And I don't usually do this, but at the insistence of one of the folks who suggested this net, I'll mention that I have activated 410 different POTA parks in a dozen Midwestern states. And overall, I've done over 500 activations of various parks, summits, islands, and other locations in the last 3 years. But I've been doing portable HF since the 80s and was very active in pedestrian mobile in the early 2000s with HF PAC, some of you may remember. So the format for this net will be simply a mix of check-ins and Q&A, and I'll be jotting down, you know, questions and topics and that sort of thing. So as we go through this, I'll set a theme for tonight. Net, and then as I jot down topics, I'll kind of group them together, and those will motivate the themes for next week and the week after that. One of the things I ask people to do when they get started or that sort of thing in POTA is to visit the POTA website at parksontheair.com. There's a lot of help and get started type of topics, FAQs, videos, with a lot of good content that is way beyond the time that we have allotted in this net. So I'd ask for people to go to parksontheair.com and read through that stuff. I'm going to break here to let it drop. Okay, so just as a very brief history, Parks on the Air program is an entirely privately owned and volunteer-powered program that began in 2016 at the end of the ARRL's National Parks on the Air program that only ran for about a year. At this point, there are better than 4,500 registered POTA activators in the world. About 14,000 registered POTA hunters in the world. And in the U.S. or on the U.S. POTA map, there are almost 10,000 parks, POTA parks, official POTA parks on the POTA map for the U.S. And we've almost doubled or tripled the number of parks in Kansas and Missouri alone over the past 18 months. So, and since 2016, POTA operators have logged way better than a million QSOs from parks and to parks. So, I know it was the low spot of the low point in the solar cycle, but I guess POTA operators didn't get that memo. So anyway, what's the plan for the net? So what I'd like to do is just set a theme, like I said. And the theme for this week is going to be talking about challenges and questions about getting started. So whether you want to get started as an activator or get started as a hunter, if you've already started, basically let us know in 10 words or less what your major challenges were when you wanted to get started. If you haven't started yet, let us know what you're thinking about and that sort of thing. So that's kind of how we're going to run the net. So what I'm going to do now is basically open it up for check-ins, and I'll take you know, 3 or 4 check-ins at a time, and then I'll go back I'll let you give a snapshot of your POTA experience. Let it drop here. Okay, so let's get started with check-ins, and so I'd like to open it up for check-ins. So I'll take 3 to 5 check-ins. Please come.
Kilo Golf 0, Uniform Hotel, Dick in Olathe.
This is Whiskey 0, Delta, Mike, Tango, W0DMT. Name your skis. We're in Grandview. And I guess we're looking into being a hunter and a participator there. Back to you.
KG0HG, Joe in Independence.
Kilo Charlie 3, Kilo Juliet Quebec, Rick from Maryland.
Activator like Keith.
Okay. Okay. Let's hold it there. The last station to check in there that wanted to be a POTA hunter and activator like Keith. Can I have your call again?
My call is Whiskey Niner Zulu Sierra.
Okay. So we got. We can hold it there. So I got KG0UH, Dick. I've got W0DMT, Keith. I've got KC3KJQ, Rick from Maryland. And I've got Whiskey9, Zulu Sierra. Let's take a few more check-ins here, and let's go for another 3 or 4 or 5 check-ins there. Please come now.
KG0HG. Joe in Independence.
Yeah, Independence.
Whiskey 0, Foxtrot Hotel, Rick in Lee Summit.
Whiskey 0, Hotel Lima, Dennis, Nevada, Missouri.
KG0HG, Joe in Independence.
This is Kilo Juliet 7, Mike Echo Bravo, Elizabeth in Salt Lake City.
This is M0GRP, Rob in Independence.
Okay, let's hold it there for a minute. So I got KJ7, Mike Echo Bravo, Elizabeth in Salt Lake City. And I got Rob in Independence. Was that M0GRP?
Yeah, QSL, M0GRP.
Okay. All right. So, let's go with that, and let's start at the top of the list there with KG0UH, Dick. And Dick, tell us in very short, give us 10 words or less. How are you? Have you activated? Have you hunted? What have you done so far, or are you trying to get started? Give us an idea of that, please, if you could. This is AB0O in Lee Summit.
Well, thank you, KG0UH. I started hunting about a year, maybe a little more than a year ago. I do not have any portable equipment, so I have not activated to date. I've hunted 618 parks, and late shift 142. And I'm missing 6 states, and that's where I am, and I really enjoy it, do it almost every day. KG0UH.
Okay, well, thanks very much for that, Dick. Well, that's impressive, 618 parks hunted, and especially 42 late shifts. That's pretty good, and you're only missing 6 states, so they'll you know, it's amazing how quickly they go. So, well, excellent. Well, that's a very good hunting activity. So, glad to have you on board and glad to have you in the program. Let's see. I think, Keith, you gave us a little bit of a synopsis there, but maybe touch it up a little bit with a few more words on where you're at. W0DMT, this is AB0O.
AB0O and W0DMT, good evening, and thanks a lot for starting the net. We are wanting to really get into this and switch gears from doing all the field days and everything. We actually wanted to do something different. So we're interested in going hitting some parks, and I got the website that you mentioned, and this next year, 2022, we're going to be hitting a bunch of parks. And we have a lot of portable gear. Generators, batteries, solar panels, just about name it. We're going to do it. So look at a list and find out which parks are really needed that people might be looking for. So back to you, W0DMT.
Okay, very good. Thanks a lot for that, Keith. And yeah, well, that seems like an impressive, you guys have given a lot of thought to that. And I just made a note of two topics that I'd like to talk about a little later. One is activating styles and equipment. And the other concept that you mentioned is the concept of needed parks. So I have a few thoughts about that as well that I could share that might give you a little few little things to think about as well. Very good. Let's go to Rick in Maryland, KC3KJQ. Tell us a little bit about where you're at there. This is AB0O.
KC3KJQ, this is Rick from Garrett County, Maryland. And good evening, John, everybody on the net. John, it looks like I've contacted you six different times at your parks. Missouri seems to come in good here. I've been involved with Parks on the Air for several years, 3 years about, and I hunted at least 2,815 different parks, and I got my Worked All States award for that. My biggest challenge in activating was finding a good battery. I used to lug around a marine battery, but now I've discovered bioeno batteries. I got a nice 20 amp hour battery and 15 amp hour battery. It does for great. Well, back to net control. This is KC3KJQ.
Okay, Rick, good on all of that. So you've hunted 2,800 parks or more than that, and you're worried about batteries, or you're thinking about batteries. Have you also activated, or are you thinking about starting activating?
I'm into activating big time. I got 80 different activations up here, usually. Most of them in Maryland, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. I'm in the western part of Maryland, so we border all those states, and some parks in South Carolina. So I have 80 different parks I've activated.
Okay. Wow, very good. That's impressive, 80 parks. That's a lot of parks. And, you know, one of the things is, you know, in the New England states on the East Coast, there are a lot of parks. It's a lot of fun. I guess I envy you guys sometimes with how many parks you have in that area. Okay, well, thanks very much. I jotted down the topic of batteries, which is also going to be something that we can talk about a little bit later. All right, we'll go to W9 Zulu Sierra. I don't have your name, but give us your name and kind of a snapshot of where you're at on POTA or with POTA there. This is AB0O.
This is Whiskey 9 Zulu Sierra, W9ZS. My name is Steve Sierra Tango Echo Victor Echo. And I'm just getting started in this. A friend of mine local here, his name is also Steve, K9SHY, does a lot of POTA in the area. I live in the St. Louis area. and I'd like and I'd be able to get better at hunting and also activations like he does. And so I'm a teeth, and but I'm putting together a go bag for this, and batteries is an important topic, how we can be portable. And so anything I can learn about that, about antennas, anything would be appreciated, because I'm really just getting started. And this is exciting. It's a lot of fun and looking forward to it. It's something I really want to do big time in 2022. So back to Net. Thank you so much for doing this. This is W9ZS.
Okay, Steve. Oh, very good. Well, excellent. So in the St. Louis area, so very good. Well, just getting started, you know, one of the topics that I'd like to talk about a little later is, you know, you mentioned GoKits, and of course that ties into styles and equipment choices, and batteries are in there, and of course antennas are in there as well. So those are all topics that that we'll talk about during the net, and hopefully we'll have time to do some of that tonight. If not, we'll carry those over into the following weeks. Okay, well, very good. Thanks very much, Steve, for that. Okay, let's see who's next. KC0HG, Joe. Tell us a little bit about your status of POTA there and what's going on. This is AB0O.
Hi, John. Yeah, KG0HG, Joe in Independence, Missouri. I feel rather minuscule amongst the well-seasoned park activators here on the net tonight. I'm just starting out, and activated one park, but there's plenty of them in Missouri and Kansas, as I know you well know that. I was wondering if I could ask you just a couple of questions, and you can just jot them down and make them kind of a little topic of conversation for you know, for some time tonight or the next net or whatever. I'm going to drop here a second. So my questions for you, John, would be, and it's interesting for me because as I start on this journey of activating parks, what do you look for in a park? I know that there's a lot of parks, but do you have kind of like a criteria that you use or some kind of favorites, you know, thing that you kind of stick by when you go and activate a particular park? Or do you just kind of roll the dice and go for it? Number two, I'd be interested in what has been one of your favorite parks? If you'd share that with us, that'd be kind of cool to know. And then my last question is, I do a little bit of portable satellite work, and you might want to talk about if a person doesn't do HF, what about satellite work, and any thoughts on that? Appreciate you doing the net tonight, 73s. This is KG0HG.
Okay, Joe. Thanks a lot for that. Boy, that's a load of topics, and they're all good topics. It almost sounds like Joe is a Raytown Amateur Radio Club member, and it almost sounds like I primed the witness here, but I didn't. Good topics. So selecting parks criteria. Do I have any? What are my favorite parks? And talk about satellites with POTA. So just as a spoiler alert, that's maybe a quick one, but satellites are perfectly good for POTA. So there are a lot of POTA activators and hunters that operate via satellites. So of course POTA does not allow ground repeaters, but satellites are good to go. So there's a lot of people out there with what's the name of the? They have aero antennas that do both 440 and 2 meters, and they're handheld antennas. They point them at the sky, and they have a little hand talkie, and they do POTA from with the satellite. So I guess that answers that question a little bit, I think, but we can circle back to that, Joe, a little bit later. Okay, well, thanks for that. Next on the list, one of the usual suspects here, W0 Fox Hotel, Rick. One of our senior POTA activators and hunters, and also a state map rep for at least two states that I recall. Rick, give us a little bit of what were your challenges when you first activated? I guess let's start there. This is AB0O.
Good evening, John and everyone. W0FH. Well, I actually got started right as the lockdown started in February of 20. So I'm coming up on 2 years in the program. Got about 250 activations, almost 12,000 QSOs. I've actually changed my mode of operation a little bit more. I can't or I don't operate from home, so I'm 100% an activator for everything I do on HF. Actually, because I had some great mentors in the form of John and Jay down in Harrisonville, I actually came up with an excellent solution for antenna and rig right out of the box. Although I'm kind of car bound, but it's worked okay for me. I have one failure in 250 activations, and that's only because I made one contact, and on the second contact, my tuner let all the magic smoke out and stopped working. So I've had very, very good luck since. I do a lot of digital. I'm one of all digital activators, so I'll be happy to answer any questions you might have about activating digital. That's it for now, John. W0FH.
Okay, W0FH, Rick, thanks for that. And good topics there. Rick and I basically share notes back and forth on email or text or whatever, and about our activations here and there and that sort of thing. So, and like I said, Rick has done some very, very good help for, he's a POTA volunteer on the mapping. He's a state map rep that sort of thing. So yeah, there's good topics there. So once again, you mentioned being car bound, which circles back to activating styles and equipment, that sort of thing. The topic of failed activations, that's one that comes up often on various POTA groups. So I'll talk a little bit about that at some point. And then digital activations. There's a tremendous amount of digital activation going on. Rick is one of the most active people on digital. And so if we have any questions, and by the way, I have absolutely zero knowledge of digital activations. I've never even begun to hook up any of my radios to do FT8 or anything else. So I draw a blank on that one, and I will defer to Rick if there are any questions on that one. Okay, thanks, Rick. Let's go to Dennis, W0 Hotel Lima, down in Nevada. Dennis, give us an idea of where you're at there. I know we've talked a lot about activating in the past year, so give us a snapshot of where you're at. This is AB0O.
AB0O in the group from W0HL. Good evening, John, and like everyone else, thanks for doing what I consider a fantastic net, and it looks like you've got a hot topic from everyone, so good deal. Well, I've been doing it for just a little over 2 years. I've had two failed activations, and it was learning experience. One was my very first activation. I went out, I was running strictly PSK31, and I had 9 contacts, and I worked and I worked and I worked, and I hung up. Later on, found out I could have went to sideband and got my 10 contacts. You know, something you learn starting out. Another one was I had 9 contacts, and one was a late shift contact, and of course it didn't qualify. And what that tells me is I had must have had a bad time down because I was not doing any late. It wasn't even close to late shifts, so it's kind of one of those things you really got to pay attention when you're doing your log. Make sure everything's good, and knock on wood, we've been very fortunate that our logs are solid, but we got 20 parks in our belt, activated 33 times for, I don't know, we're a little over 500 contacts. My goal is to do I knew that John, I'm going to go down through, I think, maybe Arkansas and Oklahoma and try to get a couple different states and some new parks. And my big thing right now, John, is trying to keep from hitting the button on a Helicraft PX2 that's on a Cyber Monday deal. That's it from Nevada. Again, thanks for doing the net. W0HL.
Okay, Dennis. Well, thanks very much for that. Yeah, that's you know, that's the when you talk about well, first of all, congratulations on what you've done and also on your plans. So, like we say, there's a lot of parks down around your place and also in Arkansas and across the border in Oklahoma. So the other failed activation you're talking about is a failed activation that occurs because, I call it by accident of schedule. So there's failed activations that, you know, you don't make 10 contacts from a park. But there's also failed activations that you do, that are an accident of schedule. And I can briefly tell the story of my one failed activation that I have on my log. This was last year, beginning of 2021, I went out to James A. Reed to a 5712 Boda Park to activate on 160 meters, on 160, during the 160 CQ Worldwide 160 contest. I have a 60-foot spider beam mast. It's a beast to put up, so I got it put up and everything else, so anyway, I got it done, and I was all ready to turn on the radio. I turned on the radio, and I started calling CQ POTA at 23:57 hours, and I got three contacts before midnight GMT. And I got 19 contacts after midnight GMT. So obviously the three contacts before midnight accounted for a failed activation on the previous day. So, but anyway, that's the deal there. So let's go to KJ7 Mike Echo Bravo Elizabeth in Utah. And Elizabeth, tell us a little bit about where you're at with your POTA activity. This is AB0O.
Thanks, everyone. Yes, I'm Elizabeth in Salt Lake City, KJ7MEB. And I have a little bit of SOTA experience, summits on the air, just a few. So that led me to also be interested in parks on the air. But also, in the fall, I visited a couple of national parks. And I wanted to get started then, but I decided to keep it simple, and I just took my handheld as my parents were relying on me. We went to Denali, and we went to Mesa Verde camping, so it just seemed like a natural fit. I do have an Elecraft KX2, so you will love that radio. That was my first HF rig after I was licensed, and that was only about 5 years ago. And I have a battery, a mast, an antenna, but I can certainly make some improvements there to be more portable. And I also am interested in digital activations, so I believe it was Rich. I'd love any advice there. And I guess lastly, I'm also interested in activating with my dad, who's a ham, and he's sort of car-bound or can walk a few feet, so I'd like to experiment with him when I visit with him in December and February. Thanks for the net, and thanks for any advice in the future and what I can share.
Okay, very good on all that, Elizabeth. Well, that's excellent. You know, you're fortunate in Utah to have many more summits than we do. If you go out looking for a summit here in Missouri or Kansas, you can probably stand on a chair somewhere and you can see one on the horizon somewhere, but that's about it. So the closest summit to my home is probably 3 or 4 hours. So, okay, well, we'll talk about activating with handhelds. And it's a topic that a lot of people ask about, and we already noted the digital. Okay, well, let's go to Echolink now with Rob, N0GRP. And Rob and I have talked about activating here quite a bit over email and stuff like that locally. So, Rob, tell us a little bit about where you're at and what you're doing there. This is AP0O.
Good evening, John, and thanks for doing this. We all appreciate you sharing your wisdom with us. I'm located in Independence, Missouri. I've been messing around with POTA for about a year now, and having a blast meeting a lot of great people. Most of my activations are, I enjoy CWQRP. I usually take my gear up on the motorcycle and find a spot. Sometimes I hike, back in the woods and throw a wire up in the tree, that type of thing. I'm kind of getting into some spam from my car. I've had one failed activation, but unfortunately it was a threefer. It happened. I rode my motorcycle somewhere and got set up and was really doing good, and a storm moved in, lightning moved in, so I decided I probably better back up and head home. So it counted as three failed activations in one. So I guess that's one of the downsides to doing a threefer, is you risk having, three failed. So, anyway, again, thanks for doing that. We sure appreciate it. And I look forward to, learning a lot more. Back to you, John. This is N0GRP.
Okay, Rob. Well, thanks very much for that. Yeah, that sounds exciting there. There's two good topics there that we need probably to talk about. One is operating around storms and that sort of thing, and the other one is the concept of twofers and threefers and fourfers, which basically in POTA lingo means that if you activate one park, you get credit for activating two or three or four. There's even some fivers or five furs out there, if that's good English. So we'll talk a little bit about those. So I think what I'm going to do now, I've taken some extensive notes from those check-ins, and what I'd like to do is take some more check-ins and see, because some of the topics are falling into line in neat little packages here. So I think I'm going to take some more check-ins at this point, and then we'll see what other topics we get. And then in the last portion of the hour, we'll have a bit of a discussion and some Q&A processing there. So anybody wanted to check in, please come now.
30DAG, Dave in Olathe.
Jeff and Alexa.
Jeremiah, Independence.
Kilo, Charlie, Zero, Julia, Charlie, Jeff, 18 Wheel Mobile, Illinois.
Kilo, Zero, Juliet, November, Papa, Justin, and Blue Spring.
Okay, let's see if I have it there, and we can hold it there. Okay, so I have five check-ins there. There was one check-in I did not get the call sign for. I just heard Independence there. Could you come back?
Kilo Charlie 4, Charlie Alpha Delta, that's KC4CAD.
Okay, KC4CAD, that's the voice I was hearing, so I got you on the log there. So we have K0DAJ, Dave, KE9, Bravo Victor, Jeff, KC4CAD, KC0JC, Jeff in Illinois, 18-wheeler mobile, and we have K0JNP, Justin. So let's take a couple more check-ins, please. Come now.
This is K0LBR, Steve out of Odessa, traveling.
KE0DSV, David.
K0HKK, Doug.
Jake out of Central Arkansas.
Okay, let's see if I have it there. We'll stop it there for a minute. Okay, let's see. We got, let's see, who do we pick up? We picked up K0LBR, Steve, in Odessa, but you're traveling. And we got KE0DSV, Dave, and K0HKK, Doug. So thanks for checking in. And there was another, I think there was another station there. I heard a whisper of a voice behind Doug there. So if I didn't call your call, please come now. Okay, well, maybe not. So let's go with that. And so we've got, actually we've got, just in case anybody's curious about it, we have 20 check-ins so far, which is pretty good. So K0DAJ, Dave, tell us a little bit about your story there. This is AP0O.
Good evening, John, and the rest of the net. Correction on the call sign, K0DAG, Golf, Delta Alpha Golf. I am relatively new to Parks on the Air. I started hunting this summer, and then about 8 weeks ago, I started going out and activating. I've actually already changed my radio and my battery setup. I've gone from a Yaesu 891 to an Elecraft KX2 and smaller batteries and everything, and really am enjoying it. Try to get out every week at least once to get a park, and my numbers are not near the size of some of these other gentlemen and ladies, but working on it. And I've actually even done a joint park activation with Dennis W0HL. So really enjoying it and enjoying the net. Return it back to you, John, K0DAG.
Okay, Dave. Very good. I got the correction there. K0DAG Golf. And yeah, well, very good. Well, it looks like you're on your way with both hunting and activating, and nice that you're getting together with Dennis as well. And I noted your change in radio here, and for the KX2 and that sort of thing. Both of those are good radios. So let's go to, let's see, who's next? K9, Bravo Victor, Jeff. Tell us a little bit about your setup, AB0O.
Okay, John, good evening, and to everybody on the net as well. I've been active in the POTA probably about a year and a half. Just got my 900 parks hunted here. Just here within the last few days here. I've got a few more than 900 now. I have activated 11 different parks, and I have just about several different configurations I can go to. I have generator, I have solar, I also have battery, so I have those options on there. A couple different radios I use. So I do more hunting than I do actually activating, and I have to say that my wife has been very helpful in those activations as far as logging, so it we usually do it together, and a lot of times we do it in the wintertime. We usually will go to a park and we'll get a cabin for a weekend and set up an antenna and kind of go from there. So I'm going to turn back to you, John, AB0O from KE9BV.
Okay, KE9BV. Excellent on that, Jeff. Yeah, well, it looks like you're loaded for bear there, like we say. So looks like you're all set. So thanks for that, and congratulations on 900 hunted parks. I hunt, you know, I'm not really a focused hunter, but I, you know, as I sit here in my shack every day, pretty much every day, you know, I'll basically pick up one or two. I'll hunt one or two pucks every day and that sort of thing, and I'm gradually accumulating hunted parks, but I'm primarily an activator. Anyway, let's see. Let's go to KC4CAD in Independence. Tell us a bit about your setup. This is AB0O.
Hey, John. This is Jeremiah, KC4CAD. I've been involved with POTA since I punched my general ticket back in April of last year, and have hunted, have been solely a hunter so far, hunted about 50 parks so far, but interested in getting into activating, just haven't made that plunge yet. So outside of that, just trying to learn what I can learn.
Okay, very good, Jeremiah. Thanks very much for that. Yeah, I think we've emailed back and forth once or twice. So excellent on hunting the 50 parks there. And thanks for that. So let's see. We go to KC0, Juliet Charlie, Jeff in Illinois, I guess. Tell us a little bit about your setup there. This is AB0O.
Zero Juliet Charlie. Yeah, my hometown is right here in Harrisonville, Missouri, South Kansas City, 18-wheeler mobile here in Illinois. But I've been really interested in POTA. I mean, I don't get an opportunity to do much of that, you know, stuff when I get home, but I definitely would have been interested in it. I want to learn more about it, you know, like some of the newcomers. I'm very new to ham radio anyway. I'm about going on my third year, I want to say. 2021, 2 years, I guess. Get my ticket to. I'm already an extra couple of years. But anyway, I've had a lot of fun with the hobby doing HF Mobile quite a bit. But I like what kind of antennas you guys are using for that. Is it mostly wires y'all throw up? You know, is it ever throw like a vertical up or something like that? If you know, like a telescopic flip or something like that, carrying on with you for quick activation or something. I'm not sure, but. I want to learn more about it. I definitely need to check out that website, though, Parks on the Air. I know a few people out there that really enjoy the Parks on the Air. So thanks for having me on the net. Back to you, John, AB0, Oscar from KC0JC.
Okay, KC0JC. Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, very good. Yeah, well, I jotted down your interest in antennas. It seems to be a recurring question and theme here, so we'll talk about it for sure. Let's see, who's next? K0, Juliet, November, Papa, Justin, tell us a little bit about yourself. AB0O. Well, maybe we lost Justin, so let's circle back to Justin and go to Steve, K0LDR. You're on the road, but Steve, tell us a little bit about what your challenges were when you started activating, because I know you've done quite a few there. This is AB0O.
Copy, pulling in just to grab the bike to eat real quick. Here's the cheat. And, okay, so I got my license in 2016. I did my first park after meeting ZAP, oh my gosh, my memory, what's it fried right now from all, doing program work tonight, but anyway, let's see, yeah, the first part I did a trip down to Kentucky, and so the lower part of Indiana, after that, I had the opportunity to do Lincoln's Voyage. And that was probably my favorite park. Beautiful. Although it was very cold and a little bit misty, but it's just a beautiful park, and I actually got to go in and tour through it afterwards. But I used a G2 891. I had a 100 watt unit, and I used to carry around two Duracell 5-amp-hour batteries, but now I carry one of those, and I use it as a spare, and I have a 20-amp-hour lithium with a 100-watt solar panel that I run, charging it constantly operating. I've done 45 parks now with almost 1,400 contacts, and my antenna, I've gone through a number of iterations, but my favorite by far is that Pacific Antenna Kit 4020 trap dipole. back to net before this thing times out.
Okay, Steve. Well, thanks very much, Steve, for that. Yeah. So good on 45 parks and that sort of thing. And yeah, W0ZAP is one of the top guys at POTA. So he was also very active back in the National Parks on the Air program as well. So. Well, very good. And on your antenna, the Pacific 2040, that's also the one that I use. So, very good. Well, have a good, safe drive, Steve, and we'll talk to you later. Let's go to Dave, KE0DSV. Tell us a little bit about how what your story is on POTA, Dave. So this is AB0O.
Well, good evening, John, and everybody on the net. Good to hear everybody. John, as you know, you and Steve got me into doing park activation, and I have a KX3, Elecraft KX3, which is a great little unit, and then I turned around and bought the KXPA, the 100-watt amp for it, so I can use it either way, and I've done it both ways, where I've used it at 15 watts max on the radio by itself, and then I also have the 100 watts if I want to take it out and play with it, I do that. I've only done five parks. I've been out with Steve, the guy we just heard, Steve K0LBR. He's taken me out a couple times. I have been out a couple, three times by myself with my wife. And for everybody on the net, if you haven't heard me talk before, I'm a blind ham operator. So it makes it a little more challenging and interesting. But on my radio, I have something called a ham pod. A buddy of mine, Tucker, here in town, Kansas City, helped me find it. And the ham pod, actually, I can use it to interrogate the radio, and it will tell me, it has a little speaker, so it tells me what the radio is doing, what frequency I'm on, and I can make adjustments through the ham pod into the radio. Elecraft worked with the guy who invented the ham pod for blind people really well, so there's a lot of integration that goes back and forth between the two, but... and now I've got the 2040 trap dipole antenna as well on a tripod that I put out there, and it's a lot of fun when I get out. I don't get out often enough, and I need to get out more, and this is encouraging me to get out of the shack and go do some more. John, good net. Thank you, sir, and good evening to everybody. KE0DSV.
Okay, Dave. Well, thanks very much for that, KE0DSV, and... yeah, excellent. I've been over to Dave's to play with antennas and that sort of thing. So Dave is also a net control for tomorrow's fish sticks net. So I figured I'd put in a shameless plug for you there, Dave. And thanks for your and it's very interesting on the topic of the ham pod. Is something that, you know, for future reference, anybody who's interested in that can certainly circle back with you and get your expertise on that. All right, I'd like to go to Doug, K0HKK, and tell us a little bit about your setup with POTA, Doug. This is AB0O.
Well, thanks, John. AB0O, K0HKK. I'm mobile. I'm in Warsaw, Missouri, and home QTH is St. Charles. I have not done any POTA. I have not hunted. I have not activated. My only attempt to hunt was at one particular POTA that was putting up, and it was on 40 meters, and I was skipping over the top of it. But outside of that, I just thought I'd jump in here and...
Doug, I think we lost you there, Doug. Are you still with us? Or you were mobile, but maybe you lost the repeater there. We'll give you another shot here, Doug. Come back if you can. This is AB0O.
Roger, Roger. I don't know if you're hearing me or not, but as I mentioned before, I have not done any hunting and I've not activated any parks. I was just wanted to check in and go along for the ride. This is very informative, and I think your net's going to do quite well. Back to net, K0HKK.
Okay, very good, Doug. Thanks for that. Yeah, we got 100% of that at the last there. or that time. Okay, so here we are at 5 minutes to the hour. We've got, 20-some check-ins, everybody with an excellent story, and I got a number of questions here. So I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to, like I said before, I don't think we can comment on all of the questions tonight. I was kind of thinking that we would go an hour and cut it off at an hour, but I'm more than happy to go a little bit longer if that's okay with with everybody, and try to get some of the topics, especially the shorter topics here that I've grouped together, but leave the heavier topics like antennas. The heavier topics like maybe digital activations or that sort of thing, we can probably use those as our theme for next week's net. So that's kind of what I'm proposing here. So I think we won't take any more check-ins, at least not for now. I'm going to go through a lot of the short topics here and make a comment on each one, and if there's a question, we can take some questions after that, and then that would conclude our week's net. So I will let it drop here, and we'll start with some topics. This is AB0O and the PODAPIT net. Okay, so just a couple of probably quicker topics here that we got questions about. Needed parks. So somebody, I think it was, W0DMT or mentioned the concept of needed parks. Long story short, there are several thousand hunters, and there's 10,000 parks in the U.S., probably 7,000 or 8,000 in Canada, and, you know, there's 30,000 plus in the world. All the parks are needed. I mean, if you spot yourself or you're on the air at a park, everybody, you know, hunters will always hunt you. So I think that's kind of cast in stone. I've never known it to be different. You know, there are in fact awards for activating a park, the same park 20 times, which is basically a repeat offender award, as it's called. And as many times as you activate a park, people will come. You know, you activate it and they will come. It's like a Field of Dreams. So that's about all I can say about that. So don't worry about finding parks that have fewer activations or anything like that. There's always somebody out there that's going to want to work you. And there's always an award for accumulating or hunting the park that you're at. Let's see. So that's that topic. I'll let it drop here. All right, I think it was Joe that was asking me, you know, how do I select parks? Do I have a park criteria, and do I have favorite parks? Well, not really. I guess there are, you know, there's all kinds of different parks. Park is a park is a park. At the end of the day, most of the parks are readily accessible. There are some that you have to hike in. There are some that are only accessible by boat. Or there's parks in Utah and Idaho, or actually Utah, that are only accessible by airplane, believe it or not. Overall, I think that, if there's a park out there and I'm going to drive by it, I typically will stop and activate it. So I don't really select parks, you know, look at the website and say, well, I like that park and I think I'm going to activate it. If it's available, and I like to activate parks that I've never been to before, just because I'm a bit of a tourist that way. So if I've not done it, I've not activated that park, I will activate it. Favorite parks. I think that the I think the park that stands out in my memory as my favorite is probably Gowdy, Kurt Gowdy, I think, as it's called, out in Wyoming. And it's a pretty large park. It's got valleys and mountains and hills and everything else. It's absolutely gorgeous from a picturesque point of view. And I activated it from one of the camping spots on a picnic table and, you know, overlooking a lake and that sort of thing. It was absolutely a beautiful spot. So everybody has their favorite parks. But, you know, I think if I think back on the parks that I've activated, that's probably the one that stands out in my mind. I'll let it drop here. Okay. Just see how much, we're a little bit past the hour here, but I'll talk a bit about a few other things. You know, one of the things that, one of the topics that comes up often, you know, when people are starting or talking about starting POTA, I can't get my mouth to work. You know, just with their radio in their hand, with the CW paddles, and you know, logging on a post-it on the back of the radio while they were standing in the middle of the clearing in the forest. At the opposite extreme, you have people who like to set up, you know, the shelter and the generators and the multiple radios and multiple operators and multiple antennas. It's kind of like a field day setup, and that's fine too. So, you know, your activation style drives what equipment you have. But what I tell people is before you start selecting and overthinking what you want to drag out to the field, go with what you've got. You know, take the radio you have at home, put it on a picnic table, throw up a dipole, and start activating. Use what you have. And then when you use that, I'll let it drop. And then once you've used that half a dozen or a dozen times, then you start to figure out, okay, well, this didn't work as well as I thought it would, so I'm going to change this. There's something missing here, I need to get that, you know. So as you go through activating multiple times, or even hunting, the same thing goes for hunting. You know, sometimes, you know, you start hunting with a vertical antenna. People start hunting with portable antennas in their backyard. Some hunters have a 80-foot tower with a three-element beam. But all of that can evolve as you gain experience. So don't overthink how you begin. Begin with what you've got, and then go from there as you want, as you find the need, or you see the need to refine your station. So that's kind of the notes that I would offer on styles and equipment choices and that sort of thing. And, you know, we talked about go kits. Somebody talked about go kits as well. And that's the same thing. I mean, putting together a go kit is great. And I have a go kit, but I can say, honestly, my go kit I've assembled, you know, over a period of, you know, 30 years. And my go kit is a high school style backpack, and my radio, my antenna, my mast, everything I need, my batteries, everything is in there. So that's my go kit, and I can grab that. I can go drive somewhere. I can go fly somewhere. I can go boat somewhere, and I can activate, or hike somewhere, and I can activate. But that's my style, and it doesn't have to be yours. It doesn't have to be everybody's, but that's my style. That's kind of how it's evolved for me. So that's kind of the, those are kind of the short topics. I've got one or two more short topic here, but I'm going to let it drop. Does anybody have any questions about what I've said so far there, just so I don't go on a long monologue here? This is AB0O. Okay, see if I got it. Okay, so that goes with Go Kit, and we got that. So the other topic I wanted to touch on a little bit is the topic of handhelds that Elizabeth had raised, and you know, there's it's It's a little bit tough to do handheld activations, you know, in the plain states like Missouri and, well, and mostly Kansas. But it's not impossible. You know, there are some, you know, if you look at the Kansas City metro area, there's a huge number of hams in the city, and that's the same thing for St. Louis and Denver and, well, you know, and Chicago and everything else. But you can activate a park with a handheld on 2 meters or 440 perfectly well using a handheld. When you're on the top of a mountain, it's even easier. Or if you're, you know, in Denver or in L.A. up on the bluff overlooking L.A., you can certainly do that. So there are a lot of people, and again, it goes to style of activations, that do handheld activations, just like there's people who do satellite activations. So that works, you know, perfectly well. Let's see. I'm kind of keeping antennas for something to talk about next week, and also probably talk about batteries next week if we have time. So those are two probably heavier topics. Let's see, what else can I talk about here quickly? Threefers and twofers and threefers and that sort of thing, I'm going to also save those possibly for maybe 2 weeks from now, because those can get a little bit complicated, and I want to make sure that we don't just gloss over those. Those are a little bit important to understand. And let's see. So, okay, I think I'm going to probably stop there and see if there's any questions overall of these topics that I've discussed, or even random questions that we can talk about here before we close the net. This is AB0O.
AB0O, this is K0DZX. I've got a quick question. Name here is Dave, if you got time.
Okay, K0DZX, the net recognizes you. Go ahead, Dave. Go ahead with your question.
Yeah, this is a very new guy question. I suspect if I read through the website rules and stuff, it would help, but you had mentioned boats and being in the car and all the rest of that, so I presume things like the parking lot at the park is considered part of the park. But as an example, if you're adjacent to the park on water, I realize there are parks that extend into the water, but how do you go about defining the boundaries of the park? Is it kind of loosey-goosey on that point, or is there some real strict official definition? Go ahead.
Okay, Dave. Well, good question. Yeah, it's actually somewhat strict. It's one of the few POTA rules that you'll read about on the website. So, but, you know, it's pretty simple. So let's say I'm going to go activate a park tomorrow morning, a park that I've never been at. You know, right now I'm planning to go down to Pilot Knob, down south of Joplin and Branson, Missouri, to activate that as both a SOTA and a POTA park. Well, the first thing I need to do is I need to look on the Missouri DNR website and pull up the map for that park. And that will tell me what the exact boundaries of the park are. And when I do that, I also have another screen open with Google Earth. So I'm looking at the park map on the DNR website, but I'm also looking at Google Earth, and I can see the same park, but from a satellite view, and I can see where the parking lots are and that kind of stuff, and see the lay of the land. So it's then easy for me to say, okay, well, if I go to this parking lot, it's inside the park, clearly inside the park. It's really in the middle of the park, actually, or it's on the outer fringe of the park, but it's still within the boundaries, that sort of thing. But the rule is pretty clear. You and all your equipment need to be inside of the boundaries of the park for the activation to count and that sort of thing. So, but that's, you know, I tell people, you know, if you're an activator and you're in the activation business, you really need to do one thing well, and that's the night before, look at the park maps on the official park websites the day before, the night before you go out to activate, just so you're very clear as to where the boundaries are. And like I say, I always look at Google Maps just to, or Google Earth, to see, you know, how do I get to the park entrance? Is there a park entrance? Is there parking lots? What are the parking? What are my choices? So I know before I get there where I'm going to park generally, and I know that before I get there that I'm sure that it's in within the boundaries of the park. Does that answer your question? This is AB0O.
Most definitely, yeah. So, as you said, a little more thorough preparation at that point. Appreciate that. Appreciate the net. Looking forward to hearing more. Haven't got anything started myself, but I am. I have gone remote one time with my radio, so my HF radio. So I'm ready now. I just got to decide to do it. K0DZX back to Net.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good and a good question there. And you know, and I might add, you know, you have to be careful sometimes because there are parks in in Missouri, in Kansas, in Nebraska, and in Minnesota that I have activated that I know for a fact. There are no parking lots within the park boundaries. So there are parking lots, but they're kind of, you know, 100 yards away, 200 yards away, half a mile away, that sort of thing. So those parks, you need to hike in. So you have to be prepared to have a station set up that is portable. Which is, you know, part of the equation, I guess, when you start activating various parks. So you got to look out for that, but like I said, yeah, looking at the park ahead of time, knowing where you're going and knowing what the lay of the land is and where the boundaries of the park is a huge, big help. And sometimes you can look at the park website and all of a sudden it says, oh, park is closed, temporarily closed for construction, renovation, COVID, you know, you name it, flooding, which was big last year in this area in the Midwest. So sometimes you look at the park website and all of a sudden you say, well, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to, you know, drive an hour to go to a park that's closed. So you saved yourself that amount of trouble. So always good. Anyway, does anybody else have any questions like that? Please come now. This is AB0O. Okay, I think that's about it. So I think to close the net, I'll do two things here. If there are any people who would like to check in and get their call sign on the log, I'll just check you in just to get an idea of who all is out there listening to us. And then on the other hand, I will also say that next week's net, I think there's enough demand for discussing antennas and probably batteries. So next week, I think those will be our two main topics. So we won't do as much of the announcements at the beginning. We'll go straight into check-ins and talking about topics and that sort of thing, and we'll spend hopefully half the time talking about antennas and the other half talking about batteries and that sort of thing and taking questions. So as we close the net here, what I'd like to do is basically take as many check-ins as we do many times when we activate a park. We ask for last calls and see who wants to get on the log there. Please come now. This is AB0O.
Good night, John.
November 0, Kilo Whiskey.
KN6AWA.
Kilo Charlie 0, Quebec Alpha.
This is Kilo Echo 0, Hotel Oscar Lima.
Mike.
Jab 10, KC0KW.
Okay, let's see if I got it. All right, so I got November Zero Kilo Whiskey, and then I have KN6 AWA. I have, let's see, I had Fred from Raymore, but I missed your call there. Come back with your call there, Fred. Well, I guess we lost Fred, so we'll hold a spot for him. Had KC0 Quebec something. KC0 Quebec, I did. I think I missed the last letter there. Could you come back with your call? This is AB0O.
Kilo Charlie Zero Quebec Alpha.
C0KW, name's Jerry. Great job.
W0ZXH, Jerry.
November Zero, Delta Papa Radio, Brad, right down.
Okay, well, got it there. KC0 Quebec Alpha, got you down that time. I got KE0 Hotel Oscar Zulu, I think it was Zulu. And I got KC0 KW, I got W0 ZXH, Jerry, and N0 DPR, Delta Papa Romeo, Brad. And let's see, who am I missing? I had another check-in there that said they were Mike. I got the name Mike, but I didn't get a call at all. Please come back, Mike, with your call.
Yeah, Jerry was in there, too. I think that's who he was.
An hour and 20 minutes, but next week we should be able to keep it within an hour. We had a little bit more announcements at the beginning there that took some time, so... But overall, I think we had over 30 check-ins, and we had some good questions. We have some topics to feed next week and the following week's nets. So I would invite you to check in again next Monday evening at 7 p.m. on the Kansas City-wide Fusion Room, and we will continue talking about Parks on the Air. Thank you very much for everybody participating this evening, and I will return the Kansas City wide room to its normal amateur activity. This is Alpha Bravo Zero Oscar, John in Lee's Summit, signing off from the net. This is AB0O, clear.